In the name of Christ, our light and our life, come down at Christmas. Amen. Merry Christmas, or more precisely, happy third day of Christmas. Three French hens, as the old carol goes. And for those who find Christological meaning in that carol, those three hens are thought to reflect the virtues of faith, hope, and charity. I don't know if that was the author's original intent, but there's no harm in thinking on that. This Christmas season has required more thinking than other years. Thinking about how to gather safely, how to plan for a changing health landscape, how to upgrade our technology and banish all internet gremlins, how to bring as many as we can to the good news of great joy that is for all people, that unto us is born a Savior who is Christ the Lord. The incarnation is, as Ryan preached on Christmas Eve, particular. God came there then to specific people at a specific time in a specific place. Mary and Joseph, the reign of Quirinius, the town of Bethlehem. And he comes here now to us at the end of a difficult 2020 on the coast of Connecticut. We love that particularity. It's intimate, tactile, and hopeful. Today, John reminds us, though, that the incarnation is also cosmic. It's big, sprawling, and powerful. Not confined only to there and then, here and now, these and those. It is from before the beginning to forevermore. It is the very fullness of the glory of God. It is life itself in all its grace and truth, in all its pain and beauty. It is everywhere and all the time. Life, light, Christmas. A Christmas Day text from a daughter hoping clergy might bring Holy Eucharist to her and her mom so that she might husband that memory. Life. A family on a sunny, cold yesterday morning tucking the ashes of their beloved patriarch into a niche in the columbarium while grand boys tucked themselves against their parents' legs. Life. A young woman with her new baby son come to welcome Christmas beside the grave of a lost daughter. Life. A mother receiving a hopeful message from a faraway daughter coming a little bit closer. Life. A parking lot twice full of Christmas goers. A nativity pageant with Naomi, a beautiful Mary, cradling baby Jesus. A church decorated by faithful altar guild and flower guild for a viewing audience of faithful children of God. Life. What has come into being is life, and the life was the light of all the people. The theologian and author Howard Thurman wrote in a book titled The Mood of Christmas and Other Celebrations. The symbol of Christmas, what is it? It is the rainbow arched over the roof of the sky when the clouds are heavy with foreboding. It is the cry of life in the newborn babe when forced from its mother's nest, it claims its right to live. It is the brooding presence of the eternal spirit making crooked paths straight, rough places smooth, tired hearts refreshed, dead hopes stir with newness of life. It is the promise of tomorrow at the close of every day. The movement of life in defiance of death, and the assurance that love is sturdier than hate, that right is more confident than wrong, that good is more permanent than evil. In other words, in St. John's words, it is life, light, Christmas. 'Tis the season, just today, although I read it a little early, of the New York Times annual piece, The Lives They Lived. That collection of short biographies celebrating notable people who died during the past year. It's always a good read because lives are so eminently interesting, and there are just so many ways to live them. What will you do with your one wild and precious life? Asks my go-to poet, Mary Oliver. Well, this year I loved reading about Tom Seaver, the baseball player. There's a sweet little description of his 7-year-old daughter, newly introduced to the beauty of box scores, scoring her father's only no-hitter of his Hall of Fame career. So exciting for both of them. Life. The one that really captured me, though, was on actor Chadwick Boseman, who died too young from colon cancer. During his short career, Boseman got to incarnate on screen some bright lights of American history. James Brown, Jackie Robinson, Thurgood Marshall. What must it be like to take on another's life, I wondered, to put oneself truly into their skin, to, as the author of the piece writes, to wander the labyrinthine halls of human interiority, as Boseman did, without rushing himself or his audience to an exit. When I read that line, I thought, boy, that sounds a lot like what God does for us and with us. He wanders the halls of our interiority, of our humanity, without rushing us to an exit. Rather, God invites us to an entrance into a relationship with Him. He invites us to find Him, to invite Him in, and to reflect Him back. Light in, light out. This year we could write our own St. Luke's collection of the lives they lived. Margaret, Terry, David, Bill, Mac, Trish, Jim, so many others. And we each likely have our own personal lists of loved ones who died this year, those we love but see no longer. As well, there are all those lives unknown to us, but dear to someone else that were claimed by COVID-19. Every life is precious. Each person a beloved child of God, a Christmas gift. So we are called to use the gift of the life we have to shine that light of God. A light that was from the beginning and will be until the end, and the end which is really just but another beginning. World without end, light without end, life without end. And for such a gift as this holy life given to us, there is no response but to fall on our knees with the shepherds and the wise men at the manger in Bethlehem, at the altar of this church, in front of your television or computer screens, to fall on our knees and to say thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for the life and the light you give me by your coming. We must kneel, and then we must get up and do the work, grow the faith, lean into the hope, spread the charity. Merry third day of Christmas. May you find and know Christ in it. I know that I find him in you. And keep celebrating. There are 9 days still to come. Merry Christmas. Amen.